All right, we are back. Niners make the big swing, big move. Obviously came into this, I dug my heels into the ground the other day and said that Justin Fields was the guy and went all in on it. I feel like if we're grading on a curve here, feel like it was close. for a lot of the reasons why I said Justin Fields was going to be the pick is the reason it came out that Kyle Shanahan loved Trey Lance. You know, I said it on an earlier pod and video. You know, there was nothing that you could, like, dislike about Trey Lance and the skills and the tool set, right? The dude is electric. He's a proven winner. I know he's at 1AA, but the intangibles and everything were just amazing. I touched on it a little bit as well. Like, some of the reasons why I thought he was, like, he had risen to kind of star level was the intangibles, right? Mental, like, capabilities, being able to set his own protections, being able to, like, read from under center and read defenses and those things. Like, I mean, that's just next level stuff. And it turns out, obviously, Kyle, in my opinion, he didn't come out and say it. Obviously, he didn't, address Justin Fields, but that was kind of the separator. I think he looked at it, you know, if you had to say at the beginning of the process, January, whatever he said, it was probably between Fields and Lance. And, you know, he knew Justin Fields and obviously scouted him and everything else. But when he got to know Trey Lance, I think those were the things that separate, which obviously, yeah, like scouts, people at home on YouTube, like, can't project. Like, I didn't talk to Trey Lance. I didn't have multiple Zoom calls or be able to give him homework assignments on the playbook and watching film. And it was very clear and apparent based on some of the things that they've said. You know, those things were just, like, off the charts on what this kid can do mentally. So you pair that with a 6'4", 225-pound, you know, athlete with a cannon of an arm who can replay action. It's like, I get why they did it. And my biggest thing with the Justin Fields and kind of me looking at it from the outside in as a fan is I didn't want them to settle, right? You don't trade up to the third pick to settle. You don't trade up to the third pick to take the safe route, right? Like, you're going to get your Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, let's hope Patrick Mahomes, even though that's probably not realistic. But, like, you want a guy for the next 10 years that puts you in a position to win divisions, make the playoffs, and have a shot at the dance, have a shot at the big trophy. This is the kid that Kyle thinks can get him there. So I really like the pick. It's high risk, you know, it's high reward, but so is everybody in the draft, right? All I wanted them to do was go big or go home and swing for the fence, and they did it. So you got to give the Niners credit. Yes, they mortgaged a lot, but it will be fascinating to see how it plays out with Garoppolo and what their plans are. You know, I think Jimmy's the kind of guy, character-wise, that you could keep them both in the same locker room. We know the injury history. Like, there's a strong chance that Trey Lance plays this year, you know, for whatever reason. I don't know when, but, you know, that's why you needed a backup or, you know, move off of Garoppolo. So, you know, hopefully they can get this kid ramped up. Kyle's offense is known for being extremely complex. And so if this kid's as smart as he says he is, hopefully, you know, he's able to dive in and pick it up pretty quickly. I think, you know, the Trey Lance pick is a great one, and we'll see how it plays out. I think he's going to be crazy dynamic in this offense. I wouldn't be surprised if today or tomorrow in the draft, you know, they really go and acquire, we'll get into that a little bit, but another weapon or two for him, and really just kind of take this offense to the next level. I think Kyle is just salivating right now at being able to do way more rollouts, RPOs, quarterback, rollouts and, like, you know, designed runs and things like that. He talked about it, which I thought was just, like, an amazing football term, is having a quarterback who can run like him. It gives you the opportunity to play 11 on 11. When you have a quarterback that sits back in the pocket and doesn't bring that threat to the table, it's 11 on 10. You know, that guy's going to be distributing the ball somewhere. You don't really have to cover him. You know, it's like basketball. If you had a point guard that can't shoot, it's like, okay, like, we have to guard him, but not really, because he's not a scoring threat, right? That's what makes, like, Curry, you know, so unbelievable, and Chris Paul and those guys. So I think it's going to be awesome, and I'm super excited and pumped up as a Niner fan to see what this kid brings to the table and how this offense looks, you know, with Kyle having his guy that's just got so much firepower and explosives. So, yeah. In terms of rest of today, so today is Friday, day two of the draft. We've got rounds 2 and 3. I believe the Niners have 2 picks, first one being, I think, at 43, and then they've got the compensatory pick at the end of round 3. If it were me, game plan-wise, I think Niner fans should be looking for potentially to trade back from 43. There's a few guys on the board that obviously if they slip, it's going to be really tough to look past them. But I think there's enough depth. Like, this is the meat of the draft where there's a lot of guys, a lot of really good football players that can help this team and a lot of teams. But having 2 picks on day 2 is good. If they can somehow move back and get 3 or 4 picks today, oh my gosh, like the opportunity is massive in what they can do. So that's what I would try to do. I think you not only got your quarterback, but now you've filled a lot of holes through free agency and stuff, but there are still a few, and I'd love to see them acquire a few guys, which we'll go through. But if I had to look at it, biggest position of need, let's say today, slot receiver, I think that's a massive position that they have to get somebody. You know, I'd be nervous about a day 3 pick, so I think they're going to take a slot receiver today, or a receiver in general, right, where, you know, maybe Debo or Ayuk, you know, they are all interchangeable anyways, and we'll see how Kyle, like, moves that, but I think someone who can play in the slot is going to be huge. I see some of the media guys, like, projecting someone that's, like, 6'4", 6'5", like, I personally don't think that's the way they're going to go, but obviously it could be wrong. I'm not in that draft room, but another receiver is absolutely a need. They got to get that, a guard, right guard specifically. They've got to fill that hole, and if it's not a right guard, they do need to address some offensive line depth. I think they have 4 starters right now that are pretty solid. Getting that 5th guy, or, you know, maybe they're able to, like, mix and match and kind of, like, band-aid that position together throughout the year, but nonetheless, like, they need some depth, right? Like, offensive linemen get hurt. It's the most physical position on the field. So, right guard, offensive line depth is kind of my second need. And then, obviously, the big one, you know, is corner. They've got to get another corner or two. You look at the depth chart, and these guys may be superstars, but I see, like, 2 or 3 names of people I know, and then there's, like, 2 or 3 names of guys I've never heard of. And I watch a lot of football. So, they need to get some guys. They need to get some depth there big time. Because again, especially with this team, injuries are going to happen. So if we break through it, when we're talking about receivers, 2 guys, I'm going to give 2 or 3 guys at each position that I'd love to see them go after today. Guys I would target, there's 2, Rondale Moore, and Dwayne Eskridge. So both of these guys, Rondale Moore, I played it for Purdue, Eskridge played for, I think, Western Michigan. But both of those guys are elite slot guys. They're smaller, but they are lightning quick, lightning fast. You talk about guys that can, like, move and shake in Kyle's offense, that they're motioning around. Like, I just cannot imagine the possibilities that if you put one of those guys on the field with Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo, like, what that offense would look like. So Rondale Moore would be my guy. That dude, every time I turned on a Purdue game, which wasn't often, when I saw highlights, like, he was just making plays. Like, the guy is just an awesome football player. He is tiny. But, you know, if he can catch 60, 70 balls out of the slot and be kind of an escape route for, you know, whoever the quarterback is, and just get open in tight spaces, like, God, it's going to open up so much for the offense. So I like both of those guys. I think they're both awesome. Love to see one of them come back in a Niner jersey. DBs, I would say 2 guys that kind of pop off are Elijah Molden out of Washington and Paulson Adebo from Stanford. Both guys played a lot in college. They've got very, like, physical backgrounds, like, in the sense that, like, they are not afraid to come up and hit. They will do press coverage. They will mix it up, and I think it fits kind of what this defense likes to do. My biggest concern when they drafted Akilah Witherspoon was he was, you know, the prototype, like, size, speed, weight, all that stuff. He was long. He was able to, like, cover some of those bigger corners, or I'm sorry, receivers, but he was soft. Like, he wasn't able to mix it up. Guys would just push him around, and, you know, he didn't have kind of that Richard Sherman gene, in a sense. Like, not many people do, but Greg Newsome was the guy that I was loving. If the Niners were able to get back up, you know, he brings that. But I think Elijah Molden and Paulson Adebo are both guys that are like were really productive in college, and those guys would play right away. Like they're ready to go. So I think those are two targets to watch at the DB position. And then in terms of offensive line, I kind of went through. I mean, I really love Creed Humphrey. He's the center. We all know Alex Mack is kind of on the tail end, and be awesome if you could get Creed Humphrey in. I don't know if he can play guard or if he really has. He's played center for a few years at Oklahoma, but maybe he's someone where you could play guard, you know, year one and then slide over to center once Alex Mack retires and kind of have a guy in the waiting. But I don't know if he's going to last, honestly, especially if they trade back and, you know, if I were GM and pulling the strings. So a few guys that I kind of threw on here. Quinn Menares, who I can't pronounce, but he's the D3 guy that went to the Senior Bowl and just dominated. He's an interior offensive lineman, center specifically. Wyatt Davis, Ohio State guard, and Dylan Raddins. That'd be kind of cool, like bringing Trey Lance's boy with him from North Dakota State. But I think those guys, you know, there's one or two centers in there. There's a guard or, you know, two guards and then a tackle. Like, obviously, who knows, like, what they're targeting or if they're going to say, look, we just want the best offensive lineman. We don't really care where. But I think those three or four guys would be, like, immediate impact guys and provide, like, immediate depth or be able to step in and play, right, like, at that guard position. So, you know, not in the scouting department of the 49ers, but those are guys that jump off the page where it's like you could get a day two starter, you know, with one of these picks. So I think those are some guys to target. The one dude that I, like, absolutely fell in love with, I would love this kid, is Landon Dickerson out of Alabama. I mean, the guy is, like, just super tough. I think he played the national championship on a torn ACL. Like, he's what you think of when you think of offensive linemen, and I think he's going to make a huge impact for somebody right away in the NFL. My biggest concern is injury history. The guy's had a season-ending injury almost every year, and I just, like, if I were the 49ers, I just couldn't do it. Like, look at last year. Like, I'm sure Kyle has nightmares, like, night terrors, waking up, screaming, like, based on, like, please stop acquiring guys who get injured. Like, you're just asking for a recipe of disaster. If he's your center next year, I mean, we saw what happened with Weston Richburg. Like, he got hurt. They were able to kind of bandy this together for a few weeks, but, like, last year was just the start of, like, the string of injuries. So, easiest way to avoid that, there's no guarantees, but stop drafting injured players. Like, plain and simple. So, as much as I love Landon Dickerson, I just don't know if they could do it unless they're able to get a few extra picks and maybe he slips because of the injuries and you take one shot. But you have the opportunity to get 2, 3, 4 starters and really good football players today. I think, you know, Niner fans should be absolutely jacked up. I think here coming out in a few minutes, it's going to be the press conference for Trey Lance. Yeah, this is a team who's on the upswing. So get excited. And yeah, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I'm at VinnyLevine29, and yeah, I appreciate all the new followers and comments, and even if it is some people bashing on me, you know, I'll eat some crow. You know, it wasn't Justin Fields, but I will say it wasn't Mac Jones, so 50-50 there. But all right, guys, enjoy the rest of the draft. Talk soon. Peace.